I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Well, the first thing I saw Mike Green was effort. And that you don't have to coach them on. That's one of the best things. When you get to be a pro, you shouldn't have to coach effort. And a lot of guys that come out of college, you know, you say, let's go, you know, got to push them. That's one of the first things I saw in Mike Green. And then he's coachable. You know, he wants to learn. He's in there asking questions with Matt and Dennis when we're all combined as far as a defensive front when we're all together in the room. And that's another thing that stands out in him. He's super smart.
That is Chuck Smith, Ravens pass rush coach on Mike Green out of Marshall, who is another young guy who's already drawing some attention and doing some nice things.
Yeah, he's a really good player out there and very impressive, you know, from everything I've seen out there, just his naturalness as a rusher. That's the biggest thing you notice. Now, Mike Green out of Marshall, 6'3", 251, had 32-inch arms, which is just okay for a pass rusher. 8.5 hands, so he's got little hands. Did 28 reps at 2.25, which is pretty damn good. And that goes back to what Chuck's talking about, you know, being a worker. Now, in 2021, he was at the University of Virginia, played in 6 games as a reserve, had 4 tackles and a sack. In 2022, at the University of Virginia, redshirted. 2023, at Marshall, he played in all 13 games with 1 start. Had 43 tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble. And this past year at Marshall, his senior year, he was pretty damn good. He was the Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year. He had 17 sacks. He had 22.5 tackles for loss. He started all 13 games, 84 tackles, 2 passes broken up. And the thing that you like about him, too, was he was a wrestler in high school. Love those wrestlers. You know why you like the wrestlers? Like Lindebaum, the Ravens center wrestler. They have good balance, and they have real good grip. That's the thing, because in wrestling, the wrist is key. You know, and that's the thing with Mike Green. Now, his strengths, size, he's got good base and balance, wrestling days. He can spin, good athlete, shows a burst of the quarterback. He's got good bend. Flexible, strong, you know, like I said, 28 reps, 2.25, that's pretty good. Fluid hips, good takeoff, good punch, speed to power. He understands leverage, good punch, lockout shed, finds the ball, effort. What did Chuck say? He loves his effort. Uses his hands well to shed, shows a closing burst, he'll chase, good feet. He can dip the shoulder to beat the tackle. Good balance, stays off the ground, fluid spin move, good change of direction. He takes good angles, good motor, violent hands. What are violent hands? When you strike that offensive lineman, you knock him back. He had a hell of a Senior Bowl week. That's when he really climbed the charts, you know, with all the coaches and everybody down there. He really had a real good week at the Senior Bowl. Weaknesses, he'll get high some and overpowered by big offensive tackles. He'll need some work on more moves. Arm length was questionable. Limited experience dropping into coverage. 21 snaps in two seasons. In summary, I said this kid has pass rush skill. Showed development at the Senior Bowl. Very good athlete. Flexible. Good hand use rushing. Arm length could hurt some in the run game versus offensive tackles. I like him for the Ravens as a rusher. Love his play mentality. And that's kind of the same thing Chuck Smith was saying. You know, love his play mentality, which is effort nonstop. You know, because when you're a sack guy, you know, and you don't ever stop and your feet never stop, that quarterback pulls the ball down and starts a scramble, you know, that's when you'll make some plays too. But watching him at practice, to me, he's got the most natural pass rush ability of any of their rushers. He's got natural bend. You know, he's a flexible guy. He can stay low. He can bend the corner. The big thing with him this year is how's he going to play against the run? Can he hold up in the run? I see the Ravens using him as a guy to rush the passer. You know, put him in their nickel, put him in their dime, line him up wide, you know, and let him go. And then stunt him and stuff, too, because he has a good feel for all that. He has a really nice spin move. So, I mean, Bob and I have talked about him. And it would not shock me if he had 8 sacks this year or more. I mean, that's the kind of pass rush skill he's got, you know, because he knows how to counter. He can rush the passer more like a veteran. He's a more natural pass rusher than Owe and Ajabo and Adisa Isaac. Much more natural pass rusher than them because he's got a natural bend, which they don't have.
Sounds pretty good. NFL Lunch here on 105.7 The Fan coming up. In moments, it'll be our AL East Report, and Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, will join us in about half hour or so. We'll wrap it up with the Funhouse and then get you to the guys at 2 o'clock on Inside Access. Still to come today, Vinny and Haney.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the Fan.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
For the Yankees, and now Addison Barger, straight away, center, gone! And Schneider hits one high and deep to left, and that is going to go!
The Toronto Blue Jays don't look now, but they beat the Yankees again yesterday. And as we go into our American League East report here, Steve Molesky in for Bob, Vinny and Haney on the Fan. The Yankees are now tied for first with the Blue Jays at 48-38, and Tampa Bay's a half game back at 48-39. Boston is 6 out, the Orioles are 11 out, so the AL East report today shows 2 at the top with a third team a half game back. The Yankees, Will Warren gave up 7 runs in the bottom of the first to the Blue Jays in that 11-9 Toronto win over the Yankees last night. A sweep for Toronto by scores of 5-4, 12-5, and 11-9. So they scored 28 runs in beating the Yankees. Now, for baseball fans who like run differential, here's something that's kind of bizarre. The Blue Jays and the Yankees are tied for first. They have identical records of 48-38. But in season run differential, Toronto is a plus 6. The Yankees are a plus 103. So if run differential is a stat you like, New York's one of the best in baseball, but they just got swept by the Blue Jays, who have the same record as them, but a much different run differential. But Toronto's really been playing great ball. 4 straight wins, 6 out of 7, since May 26th now. The Blue Jays are averaging 5.5 runs a game, and that's why they are 23-11. Their offense has been going. Believe it or not, Santander's not there. He's still hurt. He's still out. But anyway, Blue Jays are rolling here. Elsewhere in the division last night, the Rays beat the A's. It was a 6-5 final. 3 home runs for Tampa Bay. And Boston got a big relief outing from Brian Baio, which helped them beat the Reds 5-3. So again, the Yankees and Toronto are tied for first, 48-38. That's 5:58 ball. Tampa Bay's a half game back. Boston is 6 out, and the Orioles are 11 back at 37-49. The AL East report.
The Yankees have had a bad month. They have not won many games. They beat the Orioles. Yeah. They swept the Orioles. That was the only, I think, the only, that only couple games that they've won.
Well, the Blue Jays are the hot team now. Yeah. So everybody's going to jump on their bandwagon, but we're going to see how that goes. Because as you said, it's the ebb and flow, the up and down nature of these things. It can turn the other way. And so we'll see how that's going to play out in our American League East report here on 105.7 The Fan. The Orioles are off tonight, and they are in Atlanta over the weekend. Charlie Morton, whose start was pushed back a few days, is hopefully going to be good to go to pitch on Monday night. But a very disappointing end for Birdland to that series, as they lost the last two in Texas after winning on Monday. So, 410-583-1057 is the phone number to call. As we roll on here, Mike Harmon will join us in a few minutes. The Funhouse will wrap it up. And then the guys come on today at 2 o'clock here on The Fan. And so, busy month for the Orioles. The trade deadline is coming. The draft is coming. The All-Star break is coming. And right now, I think, I hate to say it, being a baseball guy, but I think some of the sports fans in Baltimore are excited at training camp is coming. This is sadly where we were for many years in July in Baltimore.
Well, I mean, it's to me with football training camp, it's crazy because the rookies report the day of the All-Star game. You know, I don't ever remember it being that early. You know, I mean, the whole team, the first practice is June the 23rd or July 23rd. So in what, 23 weeks? They are back on the field and they're practicing and, you know, we're on to another season. And I think you know, the 20, I think it's like 3 days they have to be in shorts before you can put pads on. So it'll be a transition, you know, at that time. It'll be a lot of fans coming out there, and they've done a lot of construction to the castle out there. So hopefully it's done by the time we report on the 23rd. Otherwise, parking was miserable for mini camp. But for training camp, it will really be bad if they're not completed with their construction out there.
Man, I remember the days of covering them in Westminster. That was fun when they had training camp out there, Western Maryland College, and you had some long walks there to get to the field.
We had, like, when I was in San Fran, we would go to Rockland, which was right by Sacramento, a little suburb of Sacramento. Now Rockland's a nice, you know, I mean, this, we stayed at a little college, Sierra College, and the dorms were crappy. You know, it was like an old, you know, junior college kind of place. But you know what? It was over 100 degrees almost every day, but there was no humidity, which was nice. And Steve, like every third day we would practice would be special teams practice. And if you weren't on special teams, then you didn't have to go. So every third day, me and Dwight Clark, and Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Steve Young, and Steve Bono, we'd all be playing golf. And it was easy to get on golf courses there because nobody wanted to play because they said it was too hot, but it wasn't that hot. We didn't think it was that hot because there was no humidity. So you could play 18 holes in 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It was nice, you know. And then, you know what was funny was, like, you would drive back into San Fran for a preseason game, the Candlestick, and you'd be leaving 102 degrees. You'd go to Candlestick for a night game in August, and it would be in the 60s. You'd be freezing your butt off.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
When the Orioles were out in San Francisco a couple years ago, it's the only time I've ever been to the city and that ballpark, the new park out there. It's beautiful. And I did take one of those bus tours that took you over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
And I was, of course, stupid enough to sit on the top level.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was like July, mid-July. It was so cold on the Golden Gate Bridge in the dead of summer.
Yeah, I was out there one 4th of July. I was out on a boat, had a winter coat on. 4th of July. Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't wait to get to the other side of the bridge. And you were so cold, you couldn't enjoy it, you know?
I didn't like going to the Giants. I loved going to the A's games, you know, because you could go over to, and my buddy was a traveling secretary for the Twins. So they'd come to town, and I'd get the tickets right behind the Twins dugout. So I'd go to, like, if they were playing 3 or 4 games, I'd go to all 3 or 4 games. And the weather was nice. You know, I liked the weather. It was great because it was warm in Oakland, but it was freezing at Candlestick, and the food was good there. So I'd always go to the A's when they were playing the Twins.
Good times. Now, you must have spent many a night in Carlisle, PA, obviously.
I did, because when I was at the Redskins, we practiced in Carlisle for 1 or 2 years. You know what's crazy is, like, Norv Turner, and I had gotten hired in July. I got hired. My first day on the job was first day of training camp. So I'm up there in Carlisle, and then met Norv Turner for the first time. You know what was funny was, Norv's wife was from Albert Lea, Minnesota. That's where I was from. That small world. And what I couldn't believe was, like, Norv, because we had 2-a-days at the time, we'd be in pads both days and hitting all the time. And when I was in San Fran, we never hit. Nobody tackled a guy until the first preseason game. So I go to, you know, out at the Redskins practice and everything. I'm like, oh, Norv, why do we got to hit? Aren't guys going to get hurt? You know, I mean, where he comes from, the Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson, where they were smacking each other 2 or 3 times a day. So, I mean, wow. That's how different it was. But I like Carlisle, you know, because it was quiet,
yes,
peaceful, you know. And, you know, when Dan would come, he would helicopter in, you know. But so
you still had that great milkshake place on, yes, the edge of the field there.
Yep.
That was a great, when I was in Richmond, we covered the Redskins. That's what they were called then, so it's okay,
yeah,
to say it.
Yep.
Like, they were a local team, man. And so that was a big, the Richmond media loved to trek to Carlisle and cover the team up there. Those were enjoyable days.
Yeah, I like, and it was cool. Always cool in the morning. I'd always go for a walk or run in the morning.
Two a day practices, man, of training camp. We're almost there in Baltimore here, coming up in just a few weeks. All right, Vinny and Haney here on The Fan. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. He is coming up next on The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And right now, time to welcome in Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. Mike, welcome in.
Gentlemen, what's going on this beautiful Thursday? Happy holiday weekend to everybody across the city of Baltimore. Go out and do great things. Be safe and smart and all that stuff.
Sounds like fun. So, Mike, big news out in your neck of the woods was Clayton Kershaw getting strikeout number 3,000. How do you kind of summarize where he has at in his career? By the way, how much longer do you think he can go?
Well, we talked about it a little last night. Smith and I, with our show, we were happily on air. You guys will appreciate this. We actually missed the strikeout call live because we were reviewing the Max Muncy injury after the Michael Taylor attempted stolen base, right? So you have the pause to look at him and everything, and we're in the studio and we're going Zapruder film of, all right, did the helmet hit? Did the shoulder? Whatever, because you never got a replay on the broadcast. And trying to compartmentalize it, right? It's probably the last time we're going to see it unless we live a very, very long time, which I hope we all do. But that also assumes Skeens and some of these other guys that folks want to deify, pitch 20 years, stay in a place where they just say, ah, the hell with it. Go out in the ninth, keep going, as opposed to, you know, winning somewhere where they use their bullpens with regularity and say, all right, you did your job. So all that plus injuries and everything else. Kershaw all with one team, third guy to do it right. We saw that on the broadcast. Walter Johnson, Bob Gibson, and now him, the only guys to do that with the same team. So you've got that. You got a southpaw as a lefty growing up you know, trying to pitch, you know, the artistry of it and watching him battle through a bunch of injuries. The relationship with Dave Roberts, I don't think should be understated in all this, because he was a guy that just said, when Kirsch is ready, we're going to have him, we're going to use him. Because by all accounts, guys, I mean, he might have been out of baseball 3 or 4 years ago with some of the injuries that he had. But because they're the organization has the stability and checkbook that they do, they're able to do that. I wouldn't be surprised if he walked away after this year. A couple years ago, I would have thought maybe if he had to, he still wanted to cling and do, you know, the Rangers or whatever else. I think that that's all been satisfied. I think it's one more run, because remember, he didn't get the pitch in the postseason last year.
Hey, Mike, who were they playing? I missed that last night.
Well, you know, a plucky little team from Chicago. Well, no, because the thing that's fallen out of it, you know, I mentioned the Taylor attempted theft of third, right? Will Smith's thrown to the inside of the bag, so they get the out. Muncy will keep an eye on whether you know, he misses any extended time. But Kershaw and many others going, I don't know why you're stealing there. I'm like, I don't know. You've struggled all night. You've been hit hard. And nobody's laying down for your ass. As much as I love Clayton Kershaw, some of the commentary coming out of fans, local media, and Kershaw himself, like, they think that if you uncork a ball in the dirt, that's another run, and maybe they actually win this game. So I don't know if they were supposed to leave the bats on their shoulders. I don't know if they were supposed to not try to advance on the base paths. But some of it just seemed absurd to me. You know, as bad as this team may be from the wins and loss perspective, 28-58, obviously, not exactly a banner season. I like the fact that they're plucky and they fight every night and that they're trying to take extra bases. Last year, the year before that, they would have laid down and just said, to hell with it. It's a nice trip to L.A. Here they're actually fighting.
Hey, Mike, were you and Smith, did you guys happen to head down to Malibu to, you know, catch out Aaron Rodgers and all the Steelers?
No. Malibu's now back open. So, like, folks, you know, I sound like Murray Hamilton and Jaws saying the beaches are open. Post-fires, it's you know, the redemption and reclamation of everything. But no, I don't think I'd walk across the street to watch him throw to his wide receivers, let alone sit in traffic for 2 hours to go do that. But I'm excited that he is, because, you know, the narrative was, does this guy really care? And that was espoused by my guy Smith a bit. I'm like, we don't know what these guys do 24 hours a day. For all you know, they've been having throwing sessions for 3 months. They've had, if the handshake agreement that everybody agreed had to be there between the Steelers and Rodgers during this period was in place, you're telling me he wasn't in contact with these guys, that he never got an electronic document under some alias from Arthur Smith or Mike Tomlin? No. I think it's all good. And now you do the fourth show and we move forward. There's still 8.5 wins. I like the addition of Jonnu Smith. But I don't know that it really moves the needle. They'll be interesting to watch, but does it translate to W's? Don't know.
Hey, Mike, you know what was interesting? I said, you know, if I was a free agent football player, you know, the Rams go to mini camp in Hawaii, that's not a bad deal.
No, that's just it, right? You start getting into all these extra things, because we're watching, what, $3 billion thus far spent in free agency for the NBA?
Yeah.
So you got a lot of players like T.J. Watt of the aforementioned Steelers and Hendrickson and a bunch of other guys looking around going, I can't, I'm the top guy at my position. I can't get a third of what some of these guys are making as the eighth guy. You also look at where guys are choosing to go, if they can, the invisible hand, because saving $2-3 million on state taxes has some boost to it. But right now you've got an organization in the Rams that, you know, from all accounts do things right. This latest thing going to Hawaii, a nice little perk for you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, take the little intangibles. I mean, because we hear all the horror stories. Again, let me wave my hand to the good people of Cincinnati and what they have to deal with that owner. And I mean, you guys have been covering it for years. There's no secrets there. And all across Baltimore, y'all just laughed, didn't you? Y'all just laughed at Joe Burrow. But all that to say, yeah, it's a nice little perk. You know, they got a nice little arms race here between them and the Chargers, with folks getting excitable and actually taking away more of the billboards from the injury attorneys.
Now, Mike, what do you think about what's happening with the Lakers? Adding, what, Ayton and, you know, and the stuff with Rich Paul saying, well, LeBron's got to see. Yeah, but why did you opt in to get your $52 million?
Well, because I wouldn't turn down 52.6 either. But, you know, since we're talking about moving up around Malibu, right, there's some great hiking trails. You know, if you go on a hiking trail, you guys are outdoorsmen, no question. And you go and there's the giant sign that says, hey, you know, beware mountain lions and stuff. And what are you always told? Look big. I think that's what LeBron James and Rich Paul are trying to do here. Look big, like we still have clout. The reality is, you're riding out the string. You opted in behind the scenes. There's some expectation that maybe the Lakers were trying to massage it to a 1-1, maybe give themselves a little bit of space this year, give you the option for next year, all those things that were rebuffed. LeBron and Bradley Beal, the only guys with no trade clauses. So the other theory of, all right, let's call your bluff and see how much you really want to go and contend. I would say if I'm a contender, and you guys can shout me down if I'm wrong, if I'm the Cavaliers or any of these other teams that are looking to make noise, am I giving up 4 or 5 assets to bring this guy in at this point in his career? Yeah, I'll sell some jerseys. I'll get a little bit of juice to my local ad rates on our television coverage and radio coverage. But in terms of winning basketball, no. I mean, what did we just see the last couple of years? It's all about depth and having, you know, Swiss Army knife of guys ready to go out and play for you. So, yeah, DeAndre Ayton, I guess the only thing I would argue with him is he's the same age as Luka Doncic. And if LeBron James' work ethic is supposed to cure Luka, maybe it works for Ayton. Okay, I say that with a giant sarcasm bucket underneath.
Hey, Mike, real quick. Did you happen to were you watching the NHL draft on Saturday?
On Saturday, no. I had Fridays on in the studio. What did I miss Saturday? I know they had a lot of celebrities running in and out on Friday. Did they do the same with C-listers?
No, my son got drafted in the second round by Carolina Panthers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
No kidding.
Yep.
Look at you. Proud papa. Does that mean you were out here or what?
No, I didn't go.
You're out here and you call, then you can be. No, that's fantastic. That is such a great story.
It was very cool.
Now I'm going to go do my deep dive.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Go look up pick, what was it, 49, I think?
Pick 49. And hey, how crazy is that since I was 49ers, you know, and 49's kind of been my favorite number, and then he goes 49th.
That's crazy. Blackhawks, my squad, they draft a guy who was a really good high school football player out of Minnesota, and your son gets drafted. This is just that just made my day, Vinny. I got to tell you, that is the best thing I can jump off with this day, other than my dog, you know, trying to protect me from some dog that's half his size. So you know that's the win.
Well, Mike, enjoy your holiday weekend, and thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes today.
Thanks, Mike.
Be blessed, guys. Thanks so much. Yep. Vinny, congratulations.
Appreciate
we'll send the congratulatory deep dish pizza your way.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, with us on The Fan. Funhouse is next. Inside Access is minutes away here on 105.7 The Fan.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Everybody wants to see Sam Basayo up in the majors as soon as possible. Greg in Arbutus checking in here wants to know what's going to happen between him and Rutschman once Basayo's here. Says, do you think the Orioles would consider trading Adley Rutschman to maybe address some of their pitching needs down the road if Basayo is the real deal?
Well, they'd be selling low now because Adley's game has fallen off and he's not the all-star level catcher he once was. But that's been hovering over this organization for a couple years. When this kid gets here, is it a timeshare? How's it going to work? One thing I've thrown out on the airwaves when I've been on with Bob previously is it used to be how they're going to split time. This is crazy to say, but is this kid going to pass Adley to become the number one catcher? I mean, I don't think anybody's saying that. But they got to get him on the field somehow.
Steve, how'd he go from 1-1 to fall off that fast defensively?
Yeah, I don't know. Both sides of the ball, right? Yeah. But he was finally getting it together when he got hurt this time. So he still could salvage this season, but it's not been what was expected.
Another one here says, it's funny how fast the conversation has changed around the Orioles since the season began. Before things got rolling, all spring we were concerned with how the team was going to keep Gunner, Adley, Couser, and others while also paying for pitching. Now that stuff appears to be the least of their concerns. We're questioning if a player like Adley is even worth extending.
Exactly. That just goes what we just said. He struggled so badly this year, and it got off to a good start. It looked like he's got everything fixed, right? And then he didn't, and then maybe he was, and now he's hurt. So if we're giving him a grade, it's incomplete right now.
I mean, a year ago at this time, he was awesome. You'd have paid him whatever a year ago at this time because he was starting catcher at the All-Star game, and he was raking and playing good D.
Yeah, Pat in Bel Air here says, Elias totally underestimated the dismissal of James McCann, the effect that would have on the team. I see Sanchez has caused more runs than he has knocked in or driven in because of his poor defense. Others on the team not exempt, not running out grounders, not hitting the cutoff man, basic stuff. This team has been a mess at times, and the front office caused it.
Well, I mean, that's a long answer to that one. But as it relates to McCann, he's been available most of this year on a minor league opt-out. And I think he's with the Diamondbacks now, I believe. But they just didn't want to get him. I mean, look at all the catchers they've had to sign and add in just the last month. And McCann was not among them.
Last text of the day, we were talking about the influx of pitching injuries across baseball, how this is really starting a lot younger than just professional ball. Local high school pitching coach checking in says, kids also pitching competitively all year round, not just in baseball season. They get no downtime. So the joints don't weaken. They get injured during ramp up. They can't be max effort throwing year round. They turn 18. They have more lifetime innings than college seniors used to have.
And they're all chasing either A, a scholarship, or B, the professional dollars. And like we said, if you're a young minor league pitcher who's 21 years old right now, you go into the winter chasing velocity and spin to get the dollars and to keep your job. It's just one vicious cycle after another that can't seem to keep pitchers from getting hurt.
All right. That'll do it for us.
All right.
Guys, great show. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you, Steve.
Vinny, really enjoyed it. Congratulations again to you and Charlie, your family. Man, that's sensational.
Thank you.
And so you're going to get to see him this weekend, so you guys
tonight.
Have some fun.
Yep.
It sounds good. And thank you, Norm/Nolan. Appreciate your help over there. And Inside Access and the guys are coming up next on 105.7 The Fan. Have a great weekend.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.